like to see your body dripping, Aliante. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says that U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa Ali Khademi later this month in Washington. The meeting is set for July 26th and comes at a pivotal point in the U.S.-Iraq relationship and amid growing concerns about more frequent attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. There have been at least 8 drone attacks targeting the U.S. presence since Biden took office in January, as well as 17 rocket attacks. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden looks forward to strengthening bilateral cooperation with Iraq on political, economic, and security issues. A chorus of U.S. officials is warning about the spread of misinformation about coronavirus vaccines. Details from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Departing the White House, President Joe Biden spoke to reporters about social media platforms' responsibility to curb the spread of misinformation contributing to vaccine hesitance.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated.
He echoed comments by CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
If you are not vaccinated, you remain at risk.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
This is really becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Just 4 U.S. states with low vaccination rates made up 40% of new cases last week, and the rising numbers are being driven by large pockets of infection among more than 90 million Americans who have yet to get shots. Officials say cases of COVID-19 have tripled over the past 3 weeks and are expected to rise. Jennifer King, Washington.
And leaders of the Asia-Pacific Trade Group, APEC, including U.S. President Joe Biden, Russia's Vladimir Putin, and China's Xi Jinping, pledged on Friday to work to expand sharing and manufacturing COVID-19 vaccines. This is VOA News. Immigration advocates are now calling on U.S. Democrats to quickly pass legislation to protect young immigrants now that the DACA program has been halted. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The head of the group, United We Dream, Gracia Martinez Rosas, says the Texas judge's ruling that ends the DACA protection for young immigrants is a blaring siren for Democrats. She says the lives of millions will remain on the line until President Biden and congressional Democrats deliver on the promise of citizenship. The House approved legislation in March, but it stalled in the Senate. President Biden has proposed legislation to provide a pathway to citizenship for the estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. without authorization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Barcelona and the surrounding northeast corner of Spain began curtailing public activity again Saturday to stem an outbreak of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Regional authorities in Catalonia introduced and reintroduced a nightly curfew in towns of populations over 5,000, which surpassed the rate of 400 infections per 100,000 inhabitants over 14 days. That curfew, approved by the regional court, will run from 1 a.m. until 6 a.m. local time and is intended to discourage social gatherings where the virus spreads. The U.S. officials say the number of migrant families they encountered at the border in June increased by 25% from the previous month, even as summer temperatures rise in deserts and mountain terrain of the southwestern borderlands. Overall, officials say they have seen 5% more encounters with migrants trying to cross the border in June compared with May. An increase they attributed to repeated attempts. U.S. President, South Africa President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Friday that the unrest that has ripped through South Africa in the past week was stabilizing and calm has been restored to most of the affected areas, but the destruction will cost the country billions. Ramaphosa was addressing the nation over the rioting that broke out in several parts of the country last week after his predecessor, Jacob Zuma, was jailed for failing to appear at a corruption inquiry. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington, D.C. I've got a great show for you today, something different than usual. Most of the content is related to one major music event. That is the MIDEM Africa 2021 Digital Music Conference. It took place at the end of June. It was a Pan-African conference, all online, and it's a huge wave of the future of African music as an industry, both on the continent and around the world, too. So you're going to hear a lot about it. I interviewed several artists, some you probably know, like Focalistic and Nomse Bozikode, the singer of Jerusalemma, and then others you probably haven't heard before because they're emerging artists. I also interviewed the director of MIDEM, Alexandre Denoux. And, well, of course you're going to hear a lot of amazing music. Not all of it is by MIDEM artists, though. At the bottom of the hour, I still take you back in time with some vintage sounds. This week by Cesaria Evora and Bamba Mal from the 1990s. And then I sneak in a few new hits here and there that I also discovered this week, just, you know, to keep things fresh. So, that's it. That's today's lineup. And to get things rolling, we'll start out with one of those fresh hits. This is E Be Mad by Mr. Easy.
It's killing vibes. Baby girl, you your love in a final. I got me designer. You don't get revival. You don't get revival. Yeah. No be peace, no be my mind. Cause you no time for my mind. Your love, it they do me like I kai. It they sweep me like I kai. Yeah. It be mad, yo. It be mad. It be mad, yo. It be mad. For the night, yo. For the night. Take it by my side, yo. For the night. You know, for my life, yo. For my life. I don't see your type, yo. For my life. It be mad, yo. It be mad. It be mad, yo. It be mad. You must follow advice. Come boy twice, sweeter than sugar and spice. Check up your body, be nice. Me, I go pay the price. Go tell your mama, I go pay the price for your loving. I didn't need your loving. You be mad, yo, you be mad. You be mad, yo, you be mad. For the night, yo, for the night. Take it to my side, yo, for the night. For my life, I don't see your type, yo. For my life, don't leave me hanging, no, baby. Don't leave me hanging, no, baby. Oh my baby, my God, it's your love, oh, oh. I am wanting, I'm willing to do anything to move, oh, baby. Don't look me like say I ain't loco, oh, hey. Baby, Kelly, your love in a final. I got me designer. You don't get revival. You don't get revival. Yeah. Don't be pissed, don't be my mind. Cause you no time for my mind. Your love, you they do me like I kai. You they shoot me like I kai. Yeah. You be mad, yo. You be mad. You be mad, yo. You be mad. For the night, yo. For the night. Take it to my side, yo. For the night. You for my life, yo. For my life. Your type, yo. For my life, don't leave me hanging, no, baby. Leave me hanging, no, baby.
All right, yeah, that was E Be Mad by Mr. Easy from Nigeria. I'm Heather Maxwell. Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. And now we are going to get right to it. This is the first part of my feature on MIDEM Africa 2021 with the director Alexandre Denoux.
Hi, my name is Alexandre Denoux. I'm the director of MIDEM. I'm based in Paris, France.
Is this the first time that MIDEM has done a conference in Africa for Pan-African music?
Actually, it's the first digital event dedicated to Africa. But we've been to Africa for the last couple of years. We did 10 events in 7 countries. It was essential for me to start, you know, by meeting people face to face. And now, due to the situation, we go digital. But it's a good opportunity anyway for everybody to be able to connect.
So how are people connecting digitally?
So thanks to our platform, so you go on Medium.com, you are able to have access to different tools, so like chatbox, virtual meetings, contact recommendations. So we are here to facilitate the networking. And also we organize networking sessions during IVAN.
Will listeners and viewers watching right now be able to access any part of this conference after the fact?
Yes, because on the platform, the content remain on demand. So if you are late, if you are missing what we're doing right now, you're gonna be able to see it again. All the content remain available. And also because we have more than 14,000 members on our platform globally, you can still network with people. So the platform is here for the music community.
That's great. So what about Kenya? Kenya was the host country. What does that mean for Kenya?
It means we give them like a special spotlight. We promote the quality of the music market and also the artists in the country. And that's what we do and try to really support Kenya as much as we can.
Well, this is really exciting, Alexandre. What about next year, MIDEM Africa 2022?
Yes, we are for sure. We definitely continue what we are doing, supporting the structuring and professionalization of the markets in Africa, supporting our community in Africa. So hopefully we're going to be back on the continent. That's what I really want to do. And if not, we still have the platform and we will continue to do things for Africa and with Africa.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
All right. So you just heard from the director of MIDEM. Now let's hear from Focalistic.
Hello, Focalistic.
Hey, Heather. Hey, Heather. Hey, Heather.
Where are you right now?
We're in Lagos right now, Nigeria. And shout out to all the Music Time Africa listeners. Shout out to all the Music Time Africa viewers.
Thanks. You were a keynote speaker at the MIDEM Africa Digital Pan-African Music Conference that took place recently. How was that?
For me, MIDEM, was a cool initiative in terms of, cool and very important, very crucial for the culture, because a lot of people get to, enjoying our music but never understand the story behind.
Yes, I watched that session. It was really cool. What is your takeaway from the conference?
We're so obsessed with saying things in our own voice, and MIDEM Africa is giving us the voice, giving us the voice and a platform to explain, to kind of elaborate on where we're going, with the whole sound, where we're taking it. And it's about, one kid from Africa can change the whole world. And MIDEM, for me, is pushing that barrier and making sure that the sound, the music, the culture, the traditions are understood worldwide,
How do you think the future of African music is looking?
My whole thing is that the sounds, the music that we make is so creative that it has to burst out into the world. It has to leak out into, the United States of America, your Europe, and it's slowly happening right now, and that's something that, us as Africans are very proud of, and MIDEM Africa is giving us, that platform. That's the impact that we're seeing on the African music industry, not just Amapiano, not just Asatransigibinatago guys, but the African music industry at large,
Now, after your global hit, K-Star, what next can we look forward to from you?
What to look forward to from me? I think, as a lot of people know, I've been working on my EP with Davido. That's another Pan-African move, a huge Pan-African move, that we're making to show people that it's collaboration over competition. Even though we come from different countries, we come from different hoods, we can link up and have, the champion sound. And I've got my song Gupta. I'm shooting that music video very soon. If you don't have the song called Gupta, go check it out. It's out now on every streaming platform, and that's what Medium Africa is allowing us to do, to be able to punt music in markets that we've never thought we would be in. So I really appreciate that.
Thanks, Vocalistic. Best of luck to you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Heather.
Namela, 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 namela Hi, people. My name is Tendai Shawa, all the way from Malawi. And this is Music Time in Africa on Voice of America. And I'm chilling with Heather Maxwell.
All right. Thanks, Tendai. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that feature by Focalistic. He was talking about Mi Dem and then telling us to listen to his awesome songs, K-Star, which we did, followed by Gupta, the brand new single he just dropped. How are y'all doing? All right. So as you know, this is Music Time in Africa. We are focused today on the Mi Dem Africa Digital 2021 Music Conference. We're going to get back to it in just a few songs from now with another artist who was there. She was a feature artist there, a rising star from Botswana, Mpho Sabina. But first, we are going to get two new fresh tunes in. First one is Rumba, 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 Rumba by Sauti Sol from Kenya. Actually, Rumba, Japan.
Kuna rumba ya state house, iko chini ya maji. Kuna rumba ya bunge, ya majambazi. Ukilenga ujinga, utalala ndani. Kuna rumba for all you niggas, lakini rumba Japani. Yo rumba,
hapa ni wapi? Tumezungukwa na shisha na shashamani.
Was Rumba Japani by Sauti Sol, also featuring Ben Sol, Viri the Storyteller, Zimia Manase, Okello Max, and NHP Kenya. Yeah. All right, so we got one more fresh new tune. This one is out of Nigeria by Tenny the Entertainer. It is a song from her 2020 album, Wonderland. It's called Hustle. Listen, y'all, this one is deep. And it's wow. So, you know, just calm down on this one. Feel her on this. You're going to love it. And then after that, we're going to get back to another feature from Mi Dem 2021 Africa Conference. Sabina.
Sometimes it feels like success is a drop. And sometimes it feels like people don't understand. Cause the pressure plenty and expectations high. Even your day ones, we're supposed to get your back. Sometimes they won't defy. And everybody has an opinion on how you supposed to live your life. And even people, we're supposed to show you the way. Now the people, they backbite. Not be pride, not be ego. Sometimes I got to change my mind. Sometimes I got to stay behind. Sometimes I will have to say no. Sometimes I got to walk out of my head. Make this person not go drag me insane. So if you see me outside and I know greet you, no vex, Baba, my head in full, oh. And Baba, you know the level. Now this hustle like this. Cause family go call, enemy go call, I don't know who is. No be pride, no be ego. Sometimes I can't stay away when I have nothing to say. Sometimes I will have to say no. Sometimes I got some water on top my head. And this person don't go drive me insane, no. So if you see me for sure and I don't greet you, no vex, Baba, my head be full, oh. And Baba, you know the level. Life is awesome like this. Any bumpers, yeah, cause I put myself first. Whoa, is it any bumpers? Yeah, it's all love, brother. Yeah, it's all love. Whoa, it's all love, my brother. It's all love, and I'm good with it.
Music time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well and enjoying the show. All right, so as you probably figured out by now, if you have not just joined us, this is a special edition of Music Time in Africa, and I am sharing with you a lot of voices and music from the most recent 2021 MIDEM Pan-African Digital Music Conference, the first ever. So now you're going to meet another artist from Botswana. Her name is Mpho Sabina.
Hello, Mpho. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. So where am I reaching you right now?
I'm currently in Johannesburg, South Africa. I'm here for one more day. I'm going back to Botswana tomorrow.
Okay. So you are in the MIDEM Africa conference. I found you among the list of artists, and I really like your music.
Thank you so much. I am so happy to hear that. I love it when people can connect with my music from all parts of the world.
Tell me about yourself. How long have you been singing and songwriting?
You know, I wrote my first song, I think that was like 2010. So I've been writing for a while and I've been singing for a while, but I've been doing it professionally for the past 6 years.
Well, let's take a second and listen to a little bit of one of your songs. It's a single, I think it was released in 2020, called Pula.
Yeah.
What is Pula about?
So Pula means rain in Setswana, and the song I wrote during lockdown here in Johannesburg, and it was quite a tough time, and the song kind of reflects how I was feeling. You know, it was just a crazy time.
Keep faith anyway.
related the crazy times that we're going through to rain, and it was kind of inspired by, you know, the nursery rhyme, Rain, Rain, Go Away. Do you guys have that?
Yes.
That was the inspiration behind the song. And yeah, we shot the music video during lockdown with our iPhones. I was blessed enough to be in lockdown with a cinematographer and a producer, so a director, a film director. So we had a lot of fun. We shot two music videos with our cell phones during lockdown.
Not bad, not bad. So you say for the past 6 years you've been singing professionally, and what does that look like for you? Are you mostly in Botswana, or are you back and forth between Johannesburg, South Africa, and Botswana?
Yeah, the past few years have been a lot of up and down between Botswana and South Africa. Yeah, those are my two main markets currently with regards to like live performance and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So what are you hoping for now? You're a rising artist.
So last year during lockdown, some friends of mine who are amapiano producers hit me up, and you know, for a long time I was putting myself in a very like soulful box, but last year I was like, the world is ending and I'm gonna experiment. So I wrote a song called Dumaledi, which, you know, did very well in South Africa and, you know, was number one. And yeah, you should check it out and let me know what you think.
I will. What is it called again?
Dina Lady, Stars in Setswana. Song was also written in lockdown, and I wanted to write a song about, you know, we're all missing people. I was locked down in Joburg, so the rest of my family's in Botswana, and I was like, oh, you know, I wanted to write a song about missing somebody that you are, you know, that you love, not necessarily romantically, but just missing somebody. And yeah, I wanted to write a comforting song to that situation. And I recently have been working with these two brothers. They're called the Cavemen from Nigeria. I don't know if you are familiar with them, but they make High Life. They're very amazing, really amazing duo. So yeah, I'm in an experimental phase, and I am open to collaborating with other artists across genres.
Great. Okay, so tell me real quick, how have you found the Midem conference?
The Midem conference has been great. I've met, you know, some incredible people, you know, learning about other artists from all over the world. And yeah, it's been great learning a lot.
Mm-hmm. And now you're on your way back to Botswana. What's happening there?
I'm going to hang out a little bit, touch base with the family.
I hear you. Yeah, you guys can move back and forth now.
Yeah, we can. You just need to travel with a negative COVID test and you're good.
Gotcha.
To go.
Okay. All right. Well, Paul.
Yes.
It's so nice to meet you, and I love your music and wish you best of luck, and hopefully we can catch back up again sometime soon.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right. Hey, guys. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Mpho Sabina from Botswana, talking about Midem and about her music as well. There's more about Midem. We're still going to hear from Darib. I don't think you've met him yet, but you're going to love him from Nigeria. And you're also going to hear from Nomsebo Zikode. But first, as promised, I am taking you back in time to the 1990s. First with Cesaria Evora.
Lá nasceu, põe uma estrela que cata brilhar. Lina mar, põe uma areia que cata moiar. Espanhol, desse mundo fora, só rotima, terra, povo, cheio de amor. Te morna tem coladeira, tem vassa cheia de amor, tem batu, tem funaná. Espanhol nesse mundo fora, sou ótima, terra, povo, cheio de amor. Tem morna, tem coladeira, terra, povo, cheio de amor. Tem batuque, tem funaná, oi, tanto saudade, 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 oi, tanto saudade, saudade sem fim. Oi, tanto saudade, 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 oi, tanto saudade, saudade sem fim. Estrela que canta brilhar e na mar boiou areia que canta moiar espalhou nesse mundo fora. Sou ótima, teve povo cheio de amor. Tem morna, tem coladeira, terra sal cheio de amor. Tem batu, tem funaná maior nesse mundo fora. Sou ótima, terra, povo, cheio de amor. Tem morna, tem coladeira, terra, povo, cheio de amor. Tem batu, tem funaná, petit pays, je t'aime beaucoup. Petit, petit, je l'aime beaucoup. Petit pays, je t'aime beaucoup. Petit, petit, je l'aime beaucoup.
And that was Cesaria Evora with Petit Pays. That song comes off of her 1995 album Cesaria. Hi, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. We've got one more oldie before we get back into today's music and more from the Medium 2021 conference. This one is by Baba Mal from 1992. He's from Senegal, in case you didn't know. The album's called Lam Toro. The song is Ndolo.
tinamba yi tinamba watigba namba se utinamba yi ya chenkono. Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked. Rawr!
Yeah, all right. Hey, everybody. So this next tune is by another artist from the Midem Conference. This guy's name is Jupiter the Vibe. His real name is Ibrahim Ba, and he is a Fulani from Benin. Fulani is an ethnicity, if you didn't know, primarily Muslims, who also are known as Pul or Fulbe, and they're spread out across Africa in many regions. In fact, Baba Mao is also a Pul from Senegal. Anyway, Jupiter, or Ibrahim, was born to Ghanaian parents, but he grew up and spent a good part of his life in Benin. He calls himself the Prince Pul of urban music. And this is his tune, Yeto.
Tu le sais, croyez-moi, c'est jusqu'à la Médina. Ave Médina, je vais te prier, Ave Maria. Ave Maria, je vais t'acheter tout dans Madina. Ave Madina, et ton papa deviendra mon papa. Mais s'il te plaît, dis-moi. Saya Tayeto, Saya Tayeto, Saya Tayeto, l'homme. Saya Tayeto, Saya Tayeto.
Right. Yeah, so that was the Prince Pul of urban music, Jupiter the Vibe from Benin. Hey, this is Heather Maxwell, and guess what? We have two more interviews from the Midem Conference back to back, and that's how we're ending today's show, peeps. So first off, you're going to hear from Derib and then Nobsebo. Derib, what is your full name? How old are you and where are you from?
My name is Derib Igbe Benson. I'm 25, from Lagos, Nigeria. I was born May 27th, 1996.
So you were telling me yesterday as we spoke, we met at Midem, which is this Midem conference. Yeah, Midem Africa. You told me that you've been in the business for a few years. You started out as a producer.
you're self-taught and you are an independent artist. So tell me how that is. How is that for you being all alone, basically trying to make it in music?
It's actually not easy at all doing all that alone compared to other guys that signed into a label. Because right now, I do my production myself, and sometimes like I call a co-friend to come co-produce with me and record all that. Then I still have to like mix my sound, mix and master the song. Sometimes I do that myself too, but when it's kind of like giving me a time to get the actual sound I want, I need to like call someone out there, get them paid and make them do the stuff for me. You still have to like shoot the video. You have to promote the sound, promote the video. All that stuff.
Yes,
just
I see. So
one person. And all that takes a lot of money. You can't do music without money. You have to invest in yourself and all that. It was so hard with my last project, but...
What was your last project?
Where? The song is titled Where.
Where?
Yeah,
so let's pause for a moment and listen to this song a bit. The music video also is beautiful. It caught my attention.
Oh, so, thanks so much.
Yeah, so let's listen, and I'm going to ask you a few more questions.
Okay.
iTunes, which I did, it says Where Ifeoma. What's Ifeoma?
Yeah.
What's that?
Ifeoma. That's the pronunciation in Africa, yeah. It's the name of a girl. Like, so people can actually be able to like search for it easily, so it can actually bring them to the actual song.
I got it. Mm-hmm. Is that a true story? Is Ifeoma really a girl that you were looking for?
Yeah. The storyline was actually a real life issue that happened to me, but our hearts was broken and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
That was it. It was like a month later, I actually like, wow, it seems this song is all about me.
You're an independent artist. You've got to do everything yourself, especially find the money to pay everyone, you know.
Put it
together, especially music video and piece and promotion. Lagos is a tough, you know, that's a high level music community. Yeah, I mean, people are super professional there, and you've got, you know, all of your Joe Boy, your Mr. Easy, your Tiwa Savage, your Yemi Alades. I mean, come on.
And so, all of them are signed into the limbo.
Right. So my question is, how do you stay motivated to find the money and to make the music?
Yeah, actually, I have a second job that I do for myself.
Make money.
And sometimes I produce and sell beats. But that's why I don't put out song content every time, it actually takes me a lot of time to like put together the money to make a huge project out there. So that's the big challenge I'm having.
Okay.
So but you that's why sometimes I just step back a bit and still put out something once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I just signed a publishing deal with Beatlab or the Haycon platform. Mm-hmm. So if I'm to record a song and put it out now, I think it shouldn't be a problem.
Great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
So what's your next one?
Yeah, I recorded 3 songs a few months ago, but I don't want to put it out yet because I'm trying to like put someone on it, maybe a Joe Boy or someone else, so I can actually like get more results with that. So that's why I'm on the low.
All right. Well, you're going to get somewhere. So I think that you and I are going to talk again in a few months. We're going to be talking about your big hit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This is Nomthoba Zogoje, the singer and the songwriter of Jerusalem, all the way from South Africa. And as we speak, I'm nominated to South African Music Awards 6 times. So I believe that I'll come back with those awards. Guys, I'm so happy. Please do pray for me to come back with these awards. And also, I'm busy with touring now. I'm busy with my foundation, Nomthoba Zogoje Foundation. I'm also busy preparing my next album. I'm hoping that you guys, you're going to support me like you did before. So yeah, thank you so much. I love you all. Thank you.
All right. And with that, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me. And a big thank you also to Alexandra Dinu, Focalistic, Derib, Mposabina, and Nomse Bozikode for contributing to this special feature on Midem Africa Music Global Conference 2021. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter. Get updates, fresh news, photos, and videos. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UCT. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 and Saturdays and Sundays 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online anytime at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.